From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Has the apparent coup in Fiji scuppered the signing of the Lome successor agreement? Haiti gears up for elections, but problems remain. And the U.S. ambassador to Barbados rubbishes Caribbean claims about deportees. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. It's mid-morning Saturday in Fiji, and the country has woken up to another day under siege. Gunmen trying to overthrow the government continue to hold the Prime Minister Mahendra Chaudhry and members of parliament hostage. In the capital, Suva, hundreds of shops have been smashed and glass litters the streets. Up to last night, heavy smoke blanketed the city from fires lit by looters. The Commonwealth Secretary General, Don McKinnon, has warned that Fiji faces suspension from the Commonwealth if the elected government is replaced by force. Caribbean, African and Pacific delegates had been making travel plans for Suva, the venue for the signing of the trade and aid agreement with Europe that will replace the Lome Convention. We'll be asking later whether the venue will have to be shifted. But first, this report from Nikita Gulhana.
The actions of coup leader, businessman George Speight, have received international condemnation, and his claims that he has installed a new administration have received short shrift from Don McKinnon, Secretary-General of the Commonwealth, who has pledged his total support for the...